14, purity of heart. God wants you to be master of what you choose to look at. Everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. This is a radical teaching. When was the last time you looked at a man or a woman lustfully? Jesus calls this adultery of the heart. Our sight is an incredible gift from God. The gospel invites us to practice custody of the eyes, which simply means having the self-control to decide what we allow ourselves to look at. In our hypersexual culture, we are constantly being visually harassed by sexual images. This makes maintaining custody of the eyes a constant struggle. Some things we look at help us become the best version of ourselves, and others don't. Having custody of the eyes means exercising the self-control to not look at the things that don't help us become the best version of ourselves. Sometimes it all depends on the way you look at something. If a bunch of guys are standing around and they notice a beautiful woman walking by, it is one thing to acknowledge her beauty as a gift from God. It is something else entirely if they turn around and follow her with their eyes and let their imaginations run wild. Images are powerful. You cannot unsee things. Edit what you look at. Custody of the eyes is a sure path to spiritual growth. Point to ponder. Avert your eyes from anything that can pollute your soul. Verse to live. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Question to consider. If you learn to control what you look at, how deep will the peace within you be? Prayer. Jesus, purify my heart, purify my mind, purify my body, and purify my soul.